Great. Well, as adults, we've been thinking in church about what does it mean to be a member? What does it mean to be part of Christ Church? And we are thinking through the eight things that we commit to as members of the church here. And we saw last week, so 2 weeks ago, that we are to be learners. We're to be those who listen to Jesus. And this week, we're going to find out all about what it means to be a follower. What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus? Because that's what it means to be a Christian. When we become a Christian, we're called to follow Jesus. Just like those first disciples, Jesus wants followers. And he says, come follow me. And Christians are those who choose to follow Jesus, who give up everything and follow him. Because it's not actually enough to listen to Jesus. We might listen to Jesus and learn lots and lots of stuff about Jesus and not actually follow him. Now, a Christian is someone who listens to Jesus, and when he hears his voice, he follows him. Just like those sheep, Jesus says we're to be like sheep who hear the voice of the shepherd and follow him. And that's not just a one-off thing. It's not just a decision we make once, but it's something that we choose to do every day. We have to decide every day whether we're going to follow Jesus or not. And that's what we commit to as members of Christ Church, to keep following Jesus every day, not distracted by other things, not following all the other people that we're encouraged to follow, but keep following Jesus. So here you go. Here's what we commit to do as followers of Jesus. Followers of Jesus, we are to be followers of Jesus who are shaped by his death and resurrection and who seek to walk wholeheartedly with him and become more like him. That's what we're committing to do. And we're going to think about what that means in a bit more detail. And to help us to do that, we're going to look at two other verses from the Bible. You can turn them up if you want. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Let's read them together, if you can. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. They're great verses to memorize. We might try and do that at the end. And they're great verses to see what it means to follow Jesus. And the first thing we see what it means to follow Jesus is that we are to keep going with Jesus. Followers are to keep going with Jesus. Just last week, I went for a walk. And to start the walk, I had to go through a gate. To get onto the path, we had to go through the gate. There was no other way. We couldn't climb over the hedge or sort of get it or climb over the wall. We had to go through the gate to get on the path. That was the way in. But then once we started on the path, we had to make sure we stayed on the right path. We had to make sure we stayed on the path because there was things, dangers, if we didn't. And there were also lots of places where we had a choice of which way to go. And we had to work out which was the right path to follow. And that's what it's like to be a Christian. There's another great old story for children. It was called Pilgrim's Progress. It was written by someone long ago about the Christian life, about that journey of following Jesus. And it's all about a man called Christian. So hopefully you can see their pictures. Christian who starts on a journey. Can you see the picture? Do you want children to come out and see them? Maybe sit on the floor if you want. That'd be best. So, it's all about a man called Christian who goes on a journey to a celestial city, to heaven. And he sets off, but there's lots of things that could stop him from following Jesus. So there's a place called the Slough of Despond. It's like a big pit of despair. And he falls into it, and it could stop him from following Jesus. But he keeps on going. And then he meets a man who tells him to go a different way, to follow Law up the mountain called Law, which would take him away from Jesus. And then he meets some other people who try to climb in over the wall, who don't come via the gate by the gate, but try to come in another way, but they get kicked out. And then he has to go up a place called the Hill of Difficulty, a steep hill, because sometimes following Jesus can be hard, can't it? And then he goes through a valley of shadows, because sometimes the Christian life can be scary. And then he goes to a place called Vanity Fair, where there was market stalls selling all these gold and silver items, and they were distracted and they were tempted to stay there and not carry following Jesus. And then they went to a place called Doubting Castle, and they got locked up by a giant called Despair. And they thought that was going to be the end of their journey. But they escaped. And eventually, they followed the path all the way to the celestial city. And that's what it means to follow Jesus. There's lots of things that could stop us. But to follow Jesus means keeping going with Jesus. It's not enough to start following Jesus. We need to keep on following Jesus. Keep on going to the end. Not just going through the gate, but keeping going along the path. Sticking with Jesus. Just look at our verse again. Get back to it. See what it says? It says, just as you receive Christ Jesus, Lord, continue to live your lives in him. Do you want to go back? Do you want to go back and sit down for a minute? Go back and sit. See? Just as you receive Christ Jesus, Lord, continue to live your lives in him. So we are to receive Jesus. We are to take that step of following him, of going through the gate, if you like. But we are also then to continue to live our lives in him. We need to keep on following him. And the way we keep following Jesus is by continuing to do what we did when we started following Jesus. You see that? It says, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord. So just as, in the same way that you receive Jesus as Lord, continue in him. Continue in that same way. The way in to the Christian life is the way on in the Christian life. So how did we receive Christ as Lord? Well, you become a Christian when you admit that you've lived your own way, that you've been following your own path, and you turn around and you start to follow Jesus. When you turn to the cross and trust in his death for you. That's the entrance, that's the gate, if you like, by which we go through. But we then need to keep on going that way. The key to continuing to following Jesus is by staying at the cross. So I need children to come out and help me again. So I've got my cross here. Here we go. Now you have to be very careful with this. It could give you splinters. So maybe just come and stand around. So becoming a Christian means coming to the cross. So there we go. We're all at the cross. And continuing as a Christian means staying at the cross. But that can be hard because it may be that you start to get a bit tired and weary and a bit bored by standing up here. So, I mean, would anyone like to go and sit down? Anyone tired yet of standing there? You know, can if you want. So you see, some think, well, I can't be bothered with that. Can't be bothered following Jesus, and give up. But also, it may be that we face hardships. Noah, can you throw some hardships their way? So sometimes things make it hard to follow Jesus. And people might want to give up. Do anyone want to give up? Anyone want to give up? No, you're going to stick with Jesus. Okay, that's enough now, Noah. Well done. Okay, well, you decided to stick with Jesus. So hard things might stop us from following Jesus. But also, other things might be tempt us away from Jesus. So I've got a biscuit here for anyone who wants to have one. Do you want a biscuit? There we go. Go and take a seat then. Go and take a seat. You can have a biscuit if you want. Or it might be that people will reward you for stopping following Jesus. Would anyone like a nice medal? No? Or it may be that other people call you away from Jesus. So who can... No? Even when people call you away? Sweets. Jamie's got some sweets for you. Great. Well done, you girls. You can go and take a seat now. But see, there's lots of things that might tempt us away from Jesus. Hard things, good things, other people. We may just get tired and give up. But the Christian is the one who sticks with Jesus, who stays trusting in his death at the cross. And we're going to sing about that now as we sing another song. It's a new song. So, you children, you can come out to the front. We'll have to think of some actions for this one. So I move that a bit further back. But that is what we are to do. We are to keep going with Jesus, to stick with Jesus. But we're also to keep growing with Jesus. To keep growing with Jesus. So there should be four pictures around the room that I want you to go and find, children. So can you go and find my pictures for me? Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, you got one as well. Brilliant. Brilliant. I'm going to use the cross here to stick. Oh, stick them too. There we go. So what have we got pictures of? We've got a picture of a tree. Picture of a building site. Blue tack, brilliant, thank you. Just in time. A girl doing some bodybuilding and a waterfall. Now, and these are going to help us to understand what we're to keep on doing as we follow Jesus. Because we see four ways in the rest of the passage that we are to follow Jesus. So can you see them? So just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him. Well, what are we to be doing as we do that? We're to be rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. So can you work out which of these pictures relate to which bit? So what do you think the trees to show it reminders of? Rooted. Ooh. Yeah, so built up. And then what's this one for? Yeah, the bodybuilder strengthened. And this one? Overflowing with thankfulness. That's what it means to keep going or to follow Jesus. We are to be not just keeping going, but we're to be growing as Christians. So we are to be rooted. We are to be rooted. That's what trees do, isn't it? They grow deep roots. Did you know that the roots below a tree are as big as the branches above a tree? And they need those roots to be firm and stable, so they don't get blown over by the wind, but they stay firm and rooted, stay standing. So that's what we're to be as Christians. As we follow Jesus, we're not to be wobbly Christians, blown here and there by everything that we hear and everything that happens, but we're to be rooted in our faith, growing in confidence, not doubting. So that's the first thing, we're to be rooted. But we're also to be, what's this one? Built up. We're to be built up. I don't know if you ever, do you go past the leisure center, the new leisure center, and all these houses being built? And as you go past, first of all, you don't see anything at all. You just see some diggers moving around and there's nothing there. And then slowly but surely, you start to see a house being built. A few bricks first, and then the roof goes on. And then you get a perfect house. And that's what we're to be like as Christians. Not houses, but we're to be growing, being built up, becoming more like Jesus. But also we're to be strengthened in the faith. We're to be strengthened in the faith. Not physically, it's not about getting bigger muscles, but strengthened in the faith that we were taught. We are to become more clear and more certain in what we've been taught, in what we believe. So that you're convinced in what you know about Jesus and the gospel. So that you can stand firm when you're attacked for what you believe. That you can defend it to others when people say, why do you believe that? And so that you can explain it to others. So I wonder if, can you explain to someone how Jesus' death has paid for their sin? Could you do that? Could you explain to someone? Or could you explain what it means for Jesus to be both fully God and fully man? Do you think you could do that? You see, we don't want to be wimps in our faith. We want to be strong. And finally, we're to be like a waterfall. We're to be overflowing with thankfulness. If you've understood the gospel and what it means to have Jesus Christ as Lord, then our lives should be overflowing with thankfulness. Our hearts, our mouths, everything should be saying how great he is. As we find ourselves rooted in the storm, when the hard times come, when we find ourselves becoming more like Jesus, as we find ourselves strengthening our faith, we should grow in our thankfulness, in our joy at being a follower of Jesus. I don't know about you, but what happens when I take my eyes off Jesus and focus instead on myself and my own circumstances, then I start to sort of dry up. The thankfulness kind of disappears. But then when I turn back to Jesus and follow him more wholeheartedly, then it turns the taps on again. And I start overflowing with thankfulness, with gratitude for the Lord Jesus, for who he is and what he's done for me. So we're not just to keep going with Jesus, kind of struggling on as but we are to grow, keep growing with Jesus. We're to become rooted, firmer in our faith. We're to be built up, more like Jesus. We're to be strengthened in what we've been taught, and we're to overflow with thankfulness. We're not to be kind of puny little trees blown over by the gales of life, or kind of empty building sites with half-finished buildings, or spiritual wimps not strengthened in our faith, or dry, shriveled, ungrateful, unjoyful prunes. But we're to be rooted, built up, strengthened, and overflowing with thankfulness. And that's what we commit to as members, for our own sake, but also for one another. Because this is something we're to do together. We're to encourage one another to be rooted and built up and strengthened and overflowing with thankfulness. So you'll see on the back of the bulletins, for each of these talks, I'm going to give you a little bit of homework, something to go away and think about. And you'll see on the back of the bulletins, there's a couple of questions there for you to think about. So there's an opportunity to think about how wholeheartedly you are following Jesus at the moment. On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put yourself? But then also, which of these areas perhaps do you need to grow in? Is it you need to become more rooted? Or is it that you need to be allowing Jesus, your life, to be shaped by Jesus and what you do and the way you think? Or is it you need to become more confident in what you've been taught? Or is it you need more thankfulness? And then to think, well, how am I going to do that? What am I going to do that's going to help me to grow in those areas? And then once you've done that, not now, but when you've done that, why not share that with someone? Because we are members together. So share that with someone else in the church and pray about it together, so that you can encourage one another in that. It may be that you've only just started following him. It may be that you've been following him for a long time. But the thing is, the question is the same, isn't it? It's how tomorrow and the next day and the day after that am I going to keep on following Jesus? So let me pray for us that we do that. Father, we thank you that Jesus is your King, and we thank you that he calls us to follow him. Thank you that for those here of us here who've heard that call, and Father, for any who haven't, Father, pray that today they might choose to follow Jesus. But for those of us who have, Father, we pray that you would help us to keep on going in following Jesus and to keep growing so that we become stronger and more mature in our faith. In Jesus' name, amen.